It's a broader view of things, and we want to hear that. So 829-1920, JP and I are going to encourage a little more...
Phones?
Yeah. All little right. more interaction.
Well, then let me talk to him. Let me debate with him.
Yeah, that's all right. You can do that. You can do that. That'll be fun.
I'll be nice.
I doubt that. So a lot of things going on in the news. The world is talking, of course, about the soldier allegedly killed 16 Afghan villagers. They've now released his name, Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, trained Army sniper. He served 3 tours in Iraq and suffered war wounds. I think he was over there too long.
I guess so.
He's 38 years old, married father, 2 children. He enlisted in the months after the September 11th attack. You know, what a patriot. He was flown Friday to a military prison at Fort Leavenworth. You know, we always hear about Leavenworth, supposedly the worst federal penitentiary, because it's military. And boy, he could get life.
Yeah, well.
He could. I guess he could, it is a capital punishment. I mean, it's a capital offense. So I don't know how that military handles all that.
And the repercussions from this are huge. I mean, Afghanistan is asking us to leave now.
Well, you know what? Anything that goes on, they jump on the bandwagon anyway. Well, so, okay, let's fly, monkeys. Let's fly.
That's the Middle East for you.
I feel about it anymore.
Sometimes I just wonder, do any of these people have jobs? How is it they can all just protest at a drop of a hat?
Yeah. Because that's their whole life.
And
that's
why
their
weren't
mission.
They protesting when Afghan soldiers killed Americans?
Exactly. And now, after the Afghan military, we had those soldiers that were killed, supposedly, by the Afghan military. Burning of the Quran. I mean, so much going on over there. What do you think? Should we just pull out and go, hey, bye?
I feel bad for the man, but he's still got to face the consequences. I understand he had a head injury recently.
Well, I think the military is going to face the repercussions because somebody over there looking over our guys should have known. Should have. You know, it's like blaming your mother because you go out and do something, but it does happen. Someone's got to look out for them.
Okay, and then did you hear that the next thing was when Panetta, the defense secretary, went over there to speak? Did you hear what happened there?
What happened there?
They took the guns away from the U.S. Marines before Panetta spoke.
Who took the guns away?
The order came down. I assume it came down from the top. And U.S. Marines in a war zone are never relieved of their guns. But when they went to go to the tent where the defense secretary was speaking, they were told to go back to their own tents and leave their weapons and come back without their weapons. In a war zone.
That makes you wonder what's going on with our military men over there. Are they afraid now that they're just going to start mowing people down?
That's just ridiculous. I mean, come on, Panetta, you're the Secretary of Defense. You should be able to talk to your own troops without being worried that they're going to shoot you.
Well, and they should respect him. I mean, they're over there.
It's kind of an insult to the Marines.
I don't know. It's, you know, if you talk to a war fighter, I always go back to Boone Cutler now, and all of the damage that these wars are doing to our men is... irreversible.
Boone Cutler was a great guest, wasn't he?
He was a great guest.
He was passionate.
Yeah, he's very passionate. But he knows a lot. He knows. He experienced it.
Right.
And is still experiencing the repercussions. Just thankfulness that he has a family that gives him enough courage and love here to try to be a change.
Right.
You know, try to help those. So anyway, we'll see what happens to Robert Bales. His family was moved onto the base in recent days, you heard, for their protection. They're worried somebody might try to do something to them.
Right, now that they've released his name, man, I'm not sure releasing his name was all that crucial. I don't know why.
We want the information. We want it.
Down the road, maybe, but while people are still rioting in Afghanistan, I'm not sure it was appropriate to release the man's name.
Was it a good
decision? He has a family.
He does, has a family, and now they're on the base for protection. In 2007, they say Bales was a part of a long, bloody battle in southern Iraq. 250 enemy fighters were killed, 81 of them wounded, while members of Bales' unit suffered no casualties. Hmm. And that according to the Army.
Was he on his third?
Third.
Yeah, third tour of duty?
Third tour of duty. And he had suffered some medical problems.
Well, I don't know whether Karzai is bluffing or not when he says he wants NATO out of these villages and just go. I say, let's go. I mean, the man...
Let's go where? What do you mean, let's
leave.
Go?
Leave.
If the
president of Afghanistan...
Says, get out.
Get out.
Let's go.
There's a good excuse. Let's go.
Well, I know, but you know that boils down to the fact that maybe we don't like the president. maybe he's not the right guy. I mean, this is the way it looks over there. All of a sudden, someone isn't the right person, so then they have a big
I think he's
shootout.
Bluffing, though, because I don't think Karzai bluffing? Would last 5 minutes if we left. I think the Taliban would just come in and that'd be the end of Karzai.
Well, and then what's the worst that could happen then?
I don't know.
That isn't already happening or hasn't already happened. You know, doesn't seem like anything that NATO does is helping. I mean, look how long we've been over there. Look how much we have progressed. From what we hear, anyway, we don't know for sure. We have to trust our leaders to give us the right information.
Well, it sounds like the rules of engagement have gotten so absurd where they're supposed to be trying to arrest people instead of shooting them. And we're not taking the battle to the enemy, which you never win if you're not taking the battle to the enemy. If you're just sitting back in bases and
villages
and hoping the villagers will be charmed by the fact that you built some basketball courts, it's not going to happen.
Whoa.
And you can't build schools and think that's going to make a difference, because as soon as the Americans aren't in the school, the Taliban comes down and kills all the girls that are trying to go to school.
Well,
they don't want females being educated.
It's another case of wherever you go, there you are. You know what I mean? What I'm saying? They've lived this life. This is their consciousness. It's their mentality. This is what they're used to. I'm just talking to the civilians. And the Taliban and all the other craziness over there has been going on forever. So I don't know what makes us think we can come in there and
throughout
do something
history,
different.
You go all the way back to Alexander the Great. I know it's been a long time.
It's their lifestyle. And as much as we want to help them change, we agree to help certain leaders that we're in allegiance with, and then the leaders change. It's crazy stuff. It's very hard to understand any of it.
I think the second we got Osama bin Laden, that was it.
That we should have gotten out
that
and
was
come
the goal.
On home.
We got him. Okay, Taliban's been kicked out. Al-Qaeda's just minimized worldwide.
Well, except
let's
they're
go.
Saying, what they're saying, though, is that our goal was to help them form their own government, to give them democracy, help, you know, and you can't help those that won't help themselves.
Yeah, we've done that.
Yeah, we've done that. You're right.
So I was going to say...
Go ahead, Sean. Sean, are you, first of all, celebrating St. Patrick's Day today because Sean is a...
I'm part Irish.
Irish name.
Yes,
yeah.
Actually, I'm part Irish, yes.
Aren't we all?
More Irish today, but I'm... Anyways.
Blimey, get on with it.
So the Afghan shooter that you were talking about just a minute ago, he completed 3 tours of duty in Iraq, and he just started his tour of duty in Afghanistan.
So his fourth.
Yes, he was on
tour
the fourth.
Tour of duty on the fourth.
Oh, okay, so he was in Iraq before.
In Iraq for 3, yeah.
And he was it was said that he didn't want to go to Afghanistan. Of course, you don't really have a choice when you're in the services.
Exactly.
He said, I don't want to go, and they sent him anyways, and now look what happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to pay the price, too. That's for sure. I mean, this isn't the end of it. So, okay, what else? You know, we talked about the Invisible Children video that went viral on YouTube last week.
Yeah, did you see that on my list of discussion topics?
Yep, Kony 2012. And Jason Russell, the 33-year-old filmmaker behind the very viral Kony 2012 campaign, they found him out in the street interfering with traffic, acting in very bizarre, irrational manner. He was taken to a hospital in San Diego.
Right. He was masturbating. That's what I read.
Well, of course they said that. That made it more interesting, didn't it? But yeah, he was out there in his underwear. Then they said he took his underwear off. And then, of course, they couldn't verify that he was masturbating, but he was crazy, nuts. And his wife, Danica Russell, said late Friday that he did some irrational things that were brought on by extreme exhaustion, and he was dehydrated. She denied that alcohol or drug use triggered the behavior.
Okay, yeah, you don't get exhausted and start taking your clothes
off. Well, you might when you get all, you know, all of a sudden, I'm exhausted. I'm taking these clothes off.
Okay, at bedtime, I guess you do.
She said that they thought maybe just a few thousand people would see the film, but less in a week, millions and millions of people around the world saw it. And it was attention, of course, what they were trying to raise awareness about Joseph Kony. But it also brought a lot of attention to Jason and his family. And because of how personal the film is, many of the attacks against it were also very personal to him. And she says he took a lot of it very hard. So they're focusing now just on his health, protecting the family, and taking care of Jason. And the message of the film remains the same. Stop at nothing.
Don't you just get tired sometimes? People never do anything wrong anymore. They're always ill or under pressure or something like
that. Well, we are. I mean, don't you think that has anything to do with behavior?
Maybe. Is it an excuse for the behavior? That's a different question.
Nobody's excusing the behavior. He didn't kill anybody. He didn't throw a cow in front of a car. He just was acting nutty. And us from the 60s, we're used to that, okay? We're used to that. It wasn't drug-induced, but we're used to that kind of behavior. We don't see enough of it anymore. So anyway, he's going to be okay. That's the good news. Well, and Coney 2012, still going viral.
You know, when I was in college, streaking was a huge thing.
I know. Everybody
Nowadays,
was doing it.
Nowadays, to get you on some kind of a sex offender list, you can't do that kind of thing anymore.
Isn't that the truth?
But we did, you know, University of Michigan, where I went to college, they have an annual event where they run a whole race naked. And it is one ugly sight, let me tell you. Some of the people running on this race course naked are not.
Do you really think people that are naked are ugly?
Some of the ones at the University of Michigan were.
We kind of look like baboons with no hair, don't we?
I don't think men are designed to run naked.
Flingy, flangy, flingy, flangy, flingy, flangy. You're with Broadview. Thanks for joining us. There's more to come. We've got Nevada news coming up, some politics, and JP's moment of common sense right here on The Buzz.
You've heard that location is important, but when it comes to your business, location is everything. Here are three reasons why, as a business owner, you should consider Matley Properties. Location, location, location. How many people see your business every day? Would 1,000 be incredible? 10,000 amazing? If your place was at Matley Properties, which is located right off Highway 395, more than 200,000 people would drive by it every day. Every one of the companies located at Matley Properties lead in their respective occupations in our area. AMEC Engineering, Hanger Orthopedic Group, Pacific Medical, Reno Media Group, Tropical Penguin Scuba, and Sandy's Electronics. With their products and services combined with one of Reno's best locations, these companies together generate tens of millions of dollars every year. If you're considering relocation, Matley Properties offers competitive rates and gives your business a chance to be seen by over 200,000 people a day. For your office or retail space needs, call 848-9064.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and thank you for joining us on this Saturday. We're supposed to get snow today. I woke up this morning looking for it. There were none.
Yeah, there's a dusting up there on the foothills.
There is?
If there's a dusting on the foothills,
we got it in the mountains.
They got feet up there in the mountains.
Which is good. We're still supposed to have 40% chance of more today here in Northern Nevada.
That's good, yeah. You're right, because we need snow.
We need some water, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen, though, March,
you
know.
We don't want to listen to California whining for another year because they don't have enough water.
Or them all moving here because they don't have enough water.
That's all they do over there is whine.
Hey, get a little cheese. You got a party going on, babe.
Jeepers.
That's what they do. The best party. All right. So we're talking about some world topics. We talked about the Jason Russell, who was found acting crazy and running around naked in the streets. He was, of course, the filmmaker for the Coney 2012 that went viral on YouTube. He also worked for Disney, so he's not new to being successful. Now what his wife says really doesn't make a whole lot of sex. Doesn't make a whole lot of sex. Maybe that's the problem. Step Up 2. He also sold his musical Moxie to Steven Spielberg. His bio, he was on TED Talks. I mean, he's done a lot. 100 different shows he's done. So anyway.
He might have been
feeling better today. He's probably all drugged up now.
Feeling the pressure because there's some people who are questioning the authenticity and veracity of his documentary.
Oh, that always happens. I mean, that starts when you're in elementary school. Where'd you get that picture? Did you do that finger painting?
This Coney hasn't been seen in years.
I know, but they say he's still alive.
If he is, he's not in Uganda anymore. And when they started to show this Coney 2012 documentary in Uganda, the people were furious.
They were turning over rocks looking for him.
He's past history, and they can't figure out why everybody's getting excited about him now. He's gone.
Because they want to prosecute him for what he did to that country.
Well, there is an arrest warrant out for him, but
yes,
he's living
is.
Out in the jungle with a couple hundred men. And
well, stay out there with the snakes. That's what I say.
He's probably dead. If you don't see somebody for 6 years, he's probably dead.
Yeah, you say that, but people change their names. They don't change their ways.
He's probably living here in Reno, right?
Yeah, he could be. 500,000 packed Dublin for this St. Patrick's Day today for the parade. There were 500,000 people there. And Catholic leaders over in Dublin are praying for new immigrants.
Really?
Praying for new immigrants.
You mean because they need people?
Yes, they do. In his St. Patrick's Day message, Catholic Cardinal Sean Brady.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Who told you this last week? I said that much of the modern world is in demographic collapse. People are not having children like they're supposed to.
Okay, makes sense. All right. What are you saying about the Irish? They're drinking too much green
beer?
Same
with the Irish. They're not having enough children. Poland
they can't afford them. People can't afford children anymore. That's what's happening. And the ones who are still having them are Catholics who don't believe in birth control.
You can have children and then send them out into the textile mills and make clothing. And
it's oh, my God.
You actually can make a profit.
Oh, please don't start that conversation today. You nut. Anyway, in his in Cardinal Sean Brady's his message today, he sends prayers from 50,000 citizens who have immigrated in the past year to escape Ireland's weak economy. They're leaving. They're leaving. Unemployment stands at 14.4% despite a resumption of immigration at levels last seen in the 1980s. Huh. Ireland's been forced to raise taxes, slash spending for four straight years. They're going to drink a lot of green beer today. And it's been dependent on foreign loans to pay its government bills.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Yeah, 17 government ministries have left Ireland this week alone to lobby 15 countries.
And which countries are they lobbying, does it say?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say where they've gone, but they're spreading out trying to raise money for Ireland. The Prime Minister is the Grand Marshal, was the Grand Marshal today in their parade. And Prime Minister Edna Kenny was the Grand Marshal in the parade today in Chicago, trying to raise money in Chicago. They're reaching out.
And it didn't hit me until you said St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Yeah.
St. Patrick is the patron
saint
of Ireland.
That's right.
And they stole his heart a week or so ago.
They stole his heart?
Yeah, they had his heart in a box in one of these churches, and somebody came in and stole it. I know that's a kind of a weird story, but it just dawns on me.
What kind of freak and what? Why?
Well, it's...
Ransom?
What do they call those?
We'll give you back the heart if you give us money.
Religious relics. There's always been a market for religious relics.
But how do you get rid of something like that?
People think that a saint's heart will have magic properties.
Well, I mean, the minute somebody starts selling St. Patrick's heart, I mean, what's going to... Come on. What, on eBay?
Maybe somebody had a snake problem in their basement or their attic, so they thought maybe St. Patrick's heart would get rid of the snakes. Hey, I'm just guessing.
Boy, it just shows what a sick world we live in.
I know, you're
validated
right.
That.
You're right, though. How do you sell it? Hey, listen, I got St. Patrick's heart here. What do you give it for me? I'm thinking of a pawn
really?
Shop.
Really? Hey, yeah. eBay. Auction it off.
Can you see the pawn shop guy going like,
hurry up. Auction ends in 5 minutes.
How
hurry.
How do I know that's St. Patrick's heart?
Well, there must be a paper. Hope they got that, too. The most popular tourist attractions right now in Ireland is, of course, the Guinness Brewery, the Dublin Zoo.
Do you like Guinness?
I do like Guinness. You know what? I like the real original Guinness that you have with the cream on top.
And warm. You got to drink it warm, right?
Yeah, that's what they say, but you know.
Americans just have a hard time getting used to warm beer.
Mm-hmm. When it gets down to the bottom of the bottle, I go, here,